Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some nutrition now here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. I absolutely love putting them together, and I've been getting some great feedback. So if you don't follow us or touch base with us on social media, please do. You can find me at The Kona Edge across pretty much all of them. On Twitter, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram as well. Or alternatively, if you'd like to reach out to me personally, at Big Brad Brown is my handle across all the platforms. Or what you can do is simply pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. That comes straight into my inbox. I love hearing from triathletes around the globe. What's on your mind? What do you love about the podcast? What can we do better? I'm always open to suggestions. So that email address once again is brad@thekonaedge.com. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marni and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri Marni Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri Marni believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marni is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri Marni offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri Marni Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition now as we head back to Wisconsin to catch up with Zach Carr. Zach, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us. In our last chat, you mentioned the role of nutrition and how important that's been with you staying injury-free over the last year or so. You've made a big switch, plant-based diet. Tell me the thinking and what brought that on.
I had a number of stress fractures from running when I first started running and for actually several years after that. And one of the questions they always asked was, how's your diet? I'm like, fine. I work out a lot. I eat a lot. You know, what kind of question is that? And the more I talked to people, the more research I did, there was a direct correlation between eating animal proteins and inflammation. And as I age, that inflammation just becomes harder and harder to deal with, to recover from. And so I gave plant-based a try just to see how my body reacted to it. And it was amazing. I felt lighter. I felt leaner. I was able to recover quicker. I started incorporating more yoga into my nightly routine where, you know, sitting around with the kids, I'll just sit and stretch and do some yoga. And so the combination of those has really kept me injury free. I don't think I've been to the doctor in the last year and a half, for probably 2 years for any significant injuries. And I think diet has a significant role to play in that.
Talk to me about endurance triathlon and a plant-based diet. Tell me what a typical day would look like for you in hard training. What would it look like?
The morning is usually quinoa, chia seeds, steel-cut oats. I'll sprinkle in some cacao nibs, some goji berries. And it's real easy to prepare. I have a rice cooker, so I'll cook all of that at the beginning of the week, and it usually lasts me 4 or 5 days. So I can just pull it out of the fridge and heat it up. Lunchtime is a little bit more difficult, but fortunately I don't live too far from work, so I can buzz home, and I usually just mix up some vegetables on the, just throw them in a pan on the stove and heat them up, and throw some rice or some soy with that. And then dinner, I usually have some oats right before I go out for a workout. And then right after a workout, I'll have a protein shake with some plant-based proteins and bananas and spinach. And it's actually pretty easy because you always have fruits and vegetables around. And I thought it would be very difficult to give up animal proteins, but it hasn't at all. Like I really haven't struggled at all with it. My kids give me a hard time because they are not that way. And they'll have a burger and a hot dog and they'll wave it in front of me. And I really have no desire at this point to eat those foods.
I was going to ask, has it initially, I mean, you're obviously used to it now, but initially was it a mindset thing more than anything? Or did you struggle with the thinking, you know what, gee, I'd really kill for a good steak now? Tell me a little bit about that.
I think it's a combination of mindset and culture. So in Wisconsin, it's a pretty big hunting area. And so every year we go out deer hunting and turkey hunting. And so that's just part of the lifestyle. And then also at work, they occasionally have meals catered in, and it's always chicken and beef, and they never have any vegetarian or vegan options. That's been the difficult part, is just having people judge you for your diet. But I always have a spare bag of food around where if something's not available, I have my own options to pick from.
As far as race day nutrition goes, has that changed much over time?
Not really. No, nutrition on race day is really individual and something you have to experiment to figure out what works for you. I found that if I drink for hydration and eat for nutrition, that works best for me. I generally go with gels during the bike. When I'm training, I use whole foods, but during the race, my body, when I have an elevated heart rate, just processes the gels and chomps a little bit easier. And there's quite a few vegetarian, vegan options there, so I really haven't had any issues trying to find things for race day nutrition.
Have you got quite analytical? I mean, you mentioned you are very analytical, but from a sweat rate perspective and that sort of thing, have you gone that deep into it? Or is it a case of, you know what, we figured out what works, I feel good, I'm not going to change it, we're not going to tweak it too much?
Yeah, it's more of the latter. I have a motto, just keep it simple, stupid, because it is easy to overanalyze things when it comes to nutrition and sweat rate, and really your body tells you everything you need to know, and just being aware of what's going on around you. Like in Kona, for example, when you're coming back after the turnaround in Javi and you've sweat quite a bit, you can look at people around you and you see the white spots on their outfits and you realize that maybe you're probably in the same boat. You're sweating just as much, if not more, than they are. So you need to make sure just a reminder to keep up on your hydration. But for the most part, your body tells you what you need when you need it.
From a recovery point of view, nutrition-wise, what are some of your strategies?
I usually try to have a protein shake or something right. I make a smoothie right after I'm done working out. And then, again, I just listen to my body. So a half hour after, I'm usually pretty hungry after a good workout. So I'll have some oats or something, whatever I have available. I usually try to get a decent meal in hour or so later.
Well, Zach, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for your time on the Code and Edge. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thanks to our guest, Zach Carr, for joining us today. And that's it for yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm looking forward to sharing another inspiring Ironman triathlete tomorrow here on the podcast. Until then, have yourself a superb day. Chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.